Rutgers defensive end Justin
Gill says you're a quarterback.
I was. Before I went to LSU.
Tell us about your quarterbacking career.
It was just one of those things, you know, when you're one of the best players on the team and don't really have a quarterback to get you the ball, so you put your best athlete in quarterback, and that's how it was.
You throw very well?
I can throw pretty well. I was a quarterback, actually, when I came into high school, and I went to receiver.
What'd you measure in at?
I was 6'2", 7", and 210 pounds.
What's your age?
Kenard McGuire. I just feel like, you know, I've been having that playmaking ability all my life. I'm very confident in the things that I do, and I just want to express myself to those teams that are looking for a playmaker that they can depend on me to make those plays.
Why?
I just feel confident, like I said, you know, in my ability. I'm doing whatever it is, you know, to be the best, and I'm continuing to work hard and just continue to work on my craft so I can be the best.
There are a lot of big receivers in this draft. What do you feel separates yourself from the rest of them?
Like you said, there's a lot of great talent here. You got to do the little things, you know, to separate yourself, like the interviews. And you got to go out tomorrow, which we go out there and compete against each other in the field drills. Just go out there and show your craft. You know, show what you've been working on these last couple of weeks and try to do the best.
Is there a specific part of your skill set that you feel separates you from?
I mean, not really.
Arkansas defense,
not really much
Jake
different
Beckett,
between
table
you know, receiver. You know, we all just go out there and make plays. You know, just pick who you feel like is best for your system.
Who's the best receiver in this draft?
Who the best receiver in this draft? I don't think I want to answer that, but I don't want to start any confusion.
Who's the toughest DB you played against in the SEC?
If you talking about off my team or?
On your team, off your team, what against you?
I'm had to go with Morris Claiborne. You know, I went against him in practice every day. He's a very great athlete, very competitive, very long and fast and strong. So he worked me each and every day in practice and got the best out of each other. So that's why I feel like I can put my confidence in him. He's going to do well for every team drafted
him. How about going against him? Going against him probably helped improve your play.
Yes, it did. We brought the best out of each other. You know, you said metal sharpened metal. So we just competed in practice each and every day and just got better.
How about off?
Off the team, I want to go, Mizzy from Alabama was pretty good. He was probably the biggest corner I faced all season. Pretty strong guy, had pretty good footwork, so I'd probably go with him.
How did Morris compare to Patrick
here? They're both, you know, quick, fast guys, and long arms. So you got to keep your hands. You got to keep your hands off. They get their hands on you, pretty much done. So they're pretty compatible in that way.
First round receivers have been kind of really hit or miss, and teams really kind of struggle with getting their hands around what, how to get the right guy, how to stay away from the wrong guy. Why do you think it's such a hit or miss thing transforming a college game into the NFL?
I guess different systems that you come in. And, you know, different coaches teach different things. And, you know, if a player can't really adjust to that system that they get drafted to, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a struggle for that guy. So got to be pretty versatile in the things that you learn.
Is there a receiver you model your game after?
I try to model myself after Calvin Johnson. He's a big body receiver. Makes a lot of plays down deep down in the field, and also yards at the catch. So I pretty much try to model myself in that kind of way.
What would it be like to play with a quarterback with a huge arm like Jay Cutler
downfield? Very key. You know, I like to get downfield and make those big plays. So it'd be very helpful for me, you know, to have a quarterback with a big arm and get the ball down there.
What time are you hoping to run?
I'm looking to run around 4.4. I keep it down in that range, I'll be fine. It's something we teach each and every day at practice. Coach Gonzalez was pretty big on blocking downfield, you know, blocking for the run game. So it's something we started off with each and every day at practice. And just repetition, you know, once you get the feel of things, it kind of sticks with you.
Let's pick that bad attitude.
Yes, sir.
What went into the decision to leave
early? It was a family decision. I just felt like, you know, I was ready to make that step, mature on and off the field. felt like I was ready to move on to the next level. Accomplished a lot at LSU. 33 wins in 3 years. That's pretty much one of the main reasons why I went there, to win games.
To follow up on that last question, how important do you feel that blocking is and being a complete wide receiver?
It's key. My dad taught me since I was young, you know, if you want to be a receiver, you got to be able to block too. It's not all about catching, you know, so you don't be a selfish player. So blocking is just as important as making the catch downfield. You know, in the run game, you want a big run, the receiver's got to block downfield.
What's it like playing for Coach?
It was a fun experience. I enjoyed my 3 years there, even though there were struggles. There were fun times there at LSU. Coach Miles is a great coach, great guy off the field. We built a great relationship there. So he's a pretty good guy to play for.
How much is going back and forth with the quarterbacks during the year? How much do you think that'll prepare you going forward?
They prepare me a lot, you know, knowing the things what quarterbacks going through their head, you know, playing in a position. You know, it's kind of give me an understanding of where to sit down in certain routes, you know, what coverage to read and where the safeties are. So it's going to be helpful for me to learn those things. He played and also he coached me all the way up to junior high. I heard he was a great athlete also. He tried to say he's better than me. But, I mean, he teach me the things that he learned and this game that he learned when he was growing up. And it kind of helped me out a little. That's why I was kind of ahead of the game a little bit when I first got into high school and everything. No, he didn't play in college. He was a football and baseball player. So he kind of stayed with baseball a little bit after that.
A lot of rookie seasons are up and down for wide receivers. How do you handle coming up?
You know, you got to understand that there's going to be ups and downs. So when the downs come, you got to be strong and keep your head up and just keep pushing. So I'm not going to try to get too down on myself. I know struggle's going to come, but just got to keep pushing to fight through those things, just keep working to get better.
Ruben, the Texans are looking at wide receivers. How much have you watched Andre Johnson? What would you think about the prospects of playing alongside him?
That'd be great. You know, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of attention, which will free me up a little bit, you know, so it wouldn't be much of a struggle for me. So it'd be great to play with a great receiver like Andre Johnson, and just look forward to that.
Is he a guy that you've watched very much of, another kind of big receiver?
Yes, he's one of those guys that you ain't got no trust but to look at him. You know, he makes plays each and every Sunday, whether it's two guys on him, three, he just goes and makes the plays on the ball. The quarterback trusts him, and that's the kind of thing I'm trying to build the quarterbacks I'm going to play with.
Iowa wide receiver a little while ago was saying that he had a couple of curveball questions in the psychological tests that he did last night. Do you have any that made you chuckle or scratch your head?
It was a few, but I can't quite remember off the top of my head. They asked you a couple of things that's kind of going to throw you off in a little bit, but overall it wasn't a bad test at all.
Which teams have you met with so far?
I've met with Baltimore, the Bengals, the Browns, the Bears, Tampa Bay, Miami. Who else? A couple more. There's just been so many back to back. I can't quite keep up with my head.
What do they want to know most from you?
They just trying to see my knowledge of the game, man. Just asking me the things that I learned at LSU and what would I do on certain routes and reading coverages and stuff like that.
Have you met with the 49ers?
No, I haven't. I got to meet with those guys tonight.
Bills?
Bills, yes. I met with the Bills last night, and they went pretty well.
Jaguars, Texans?
Haven't met with them yet. I think I'll meet with those guys tonight. Who was that? I think I'll meet with them too tonight. I have about 8 or 9 meetings tonight, so it'll be a long night for me.
You
been to the Giants? I haven't got to the Giants yet. Yes. Haven't met with them guys yet either. So I don't know. They give us a list of room numbers. They don't give you the teams that you meet with. So I don't know what time or what they have been meeting with.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You know, I mean,